Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. This show is sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org as well as republicreview.org, and you are listening to G.R. Mobley. You are also listening to the only show that, and I know it seems really bold, and I know it seems like I'm poking everybody in the eye, but bottom line, nobody has the solution. Everybody has a lot of rhetoric. Everybody has a lot of hyperbole. Everybody seems to have a lot of talent. I will give them that. And when I first started on the air, I told everybody, look, I'm not a professional. I don't want to become a well-rounded professional entertainer. That is not my desire. I truly have the desire of preserving our liberty for our posterity. And more importantly, not just liberty, but our individual sovereignty as well. We need to preserve these things. The framers understood that. Maybe I have the, not the same, but maybe a very similar DNA, a very similar paradigm that the framers had. I will tell you, that is unlike everybody else that is out there entertaining you. They're all making good money, and that's great. But I'm hoping to unemploy all of them. I want you to understand this. If we get the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution, and every state, as well as the federal government, are complying to the Constitution. Get this paradigm. Who has something to complain? Everybody will finally understand the process. Hey, if you don't like it, then amend the Constitution. And even though that's a high bar, a high standard, it needs to be a high bar, high standard. The framers were very smart to not allow a democracy or mob rule to literally be able to turn us back to and fro, toss us to and fro, or allow the ebb and flow of public sentiment to dictate the directions of a country. They gave us a formula of a very limited government and allowed the state governments and local governments, as Jefferson called it, a distributive form of political energy, which is like, as I've said before, if you understand centripetal energy and centrifugal energy, one pulling in and the other one flowing out, our political energy in America was designed to be centrifugal, to allow it to flow outward to the farthest distribution of what those political powers or sovereigns were set at. That would be your counties. Your counties are really supposed to be the place where most of the decisions are being made for you, for your education, for your roads, those types of things that you dictate to them and you delegate those powers to them. Be careful what you delegate powers to sovereigns, because they will use it, and they're just like everybody else. They want to self-aggrandize their power, and they want to move in a direction to control, because that becomes the obvious application of power. You have to understand that. So, this is the show that actually gets into the solution. We talk about the audit. We talk about the initiation of the audit and how it will identify all the infractions, and then the states, as the final arbiters, as the ultimate judge of the Constitution and the Republic, they get to decide what they want the federal government to really do, to allow the general government and the Constitution to be amended or not. And I am standing on the sidelines telling these great leaders of the state legislatures, do not audit, or do not, we want to audit, do not amend the Constitution. It's another A word. Anyway, The listen-to number is 605-562-4209. I do have a lot of stuff to get through, but I kind of want to seed some things and information so that you know kind of what's coming up and some perspectives and so forth. So let me just kind of move forward on some of these ticklers that I have. On Monday, I will give you a Memorial Day perspective on really what Memorial Day is about. Okay? It is not about, like I said, it is not about veterans and those who serve. It is about those who gave the ultimate price. I also want to give you a contrast of two Johns. It just happens to come out this way, right? Elton John is out there claiming to be a global citizen. He's a citizen of the world. And, you know, I get that because his whole life was, you know, on stage traveling around the world. And in contrast, because he's loving the concept of the economic union, the EU, and he's, you know, basically poking Britain in the eye over Brexit. In contrast to Elton John, John Cleese earlier, and I think that was what caused Elton. Progressives are so reactionary. They're not leaders. They do not have a real solution. That is why they are falling upon old concepts of collectivizing and so forth. I mean, that's what societies did in the very beginning. They started collectivizing so that they could, you know, grow themselves. And it works in a small scale, but in a large scale, it creates devastation. Collectivization historically proves at a large scale, millions of people die. Look at China. Look at even in the small country of Cambodia, the Khmer Rouge, millions of people died. Same thing with the Soviet Union and so forth. I'm here to tell you that the contrast couldn't be more stark. You can look at John Cleese. Maybe he is a conservative, but maybe he has providence. Maybe he has the wisdom and understanding to know that it is important to collect a cult, to protect your culture, to protect those things that actually changed the direction of the world. The Magna Carta was the beginning of liberty for mankind. It was the first time it was ever documented that people had rights. Never before, other than in the Bible, was those types of concepts out there. And I'm telling you what Elton John is, he's a shill for the globalist. And obviously, when people come out of the, if you want to call him retirement, because his heyday's over, he's not offering, you know, any great, you know, revolutionary music and innovation and so forth. I mean, I will tell you that I've been amazed with some of the artists that have been able to innovate throughout their career. But Elton John really never innovated. He became a shock value of the 70s. And for the most part, he's just kind of reinvented himself with minor innovation. Just minor. It's like taking a product and changing the packaging to green. That's all he's really done. Unlike some other artists, and I'll give you a good contrast, Peter Gabriel, about the same time, same era, has literally taken on and innovated in completely different directions and internationalized himself. And if you look at the things that he's done and associated with and how he's innovated music, if you want to have a really good listening album from Peter Gabriel, I'd highly recommend the soundtrack to The Passion. Not that it's associated with Christ, but the music and the innovation he uses in that is just amazing. But Elton John, I mean, come on, you're just a top 40 songwriter. I mean, you just appeal to the common thoughts and the common things that everybody kind of, yeah, okay. But you don't challenge people. You don't get people to think, huh, wow. I would challenge people to look at OVO and the Millennium Show that Peter Gabriel did. In contrast to Elton John, who has literally been, and what we used to call in the 70s, the 45 RPM ears, because it's just about hit music. You know, there's these chord progressions that are very common that people, you know, that they commonly use. And as a matter of fact, there's a really good video out there that shows how most really popular songs all have a very similar chord progression in common. And as you start listening to it, you go, wow, that's funny. But it just shows how little innovation there is in top 40 music. But anyway, let me move on. We are going to get into the education system because we've got about a minute left when we get back. I'll do some obligatories. I'll try to fly through those. But let me plant this seed. Are you aware that Apple is going to be coming out with a car? There's going to be an Apple car? Yeah. And a real quick note on economic warfare. This is nothing new to this Republican. As a matter of fact, Jefferson and Madison used economic warfare instead of trying to get into actual warfare where it costs lives. What ended up happening is they realized that economic warfare may have kind of helped in some ways. It usually always ends up requiring that we go to war because we have been taken advantage of, and we were being taken advantage of back then, and we're being taken advantage of now, and Trump is at least man enough and a leader enough in going down this path because we have been subsidizing communism for way too long, and if you've been listening to this show, you're completely aware of that. Hopefully next week I'll be getting these interviews with Dr. Vile and Aaron Tilbury regarding human trafficking, and with Dr. Vile regarding some real good details on the Constitution with regards to the militia and the use of the militia and so forth. So with that, what I'm going to do is we're going to come back and we'll get into the obligatory. So please stay tuned and we will be right back after a couple promos. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And so let me get into how you can help, because this is the groveling period or the point in the show if you want to help. And as a matter of fact, let me give you an idea. It's almost, I'm halfway to Christmas, right? Coming up on June 25th, I believe that's when we hit the midpoint. So that you're halfway to Christmas. why don't you celebrate by actually, if you know somebody that drinks coffee, there's lots of coffee drinkers out there. Why don't you buy themselves a bag of Red State coffee? If you drink coffee, and do me a big favor, if you get the coffee, you don't have to send me an email or the fact that you bought it to confirm. I don't care about that. What I care about is telling me what you think of this coffee. Let me give you a little background on this company because I haven't done this yet and I need to do some promos because unfortunately my focus isn't necessarily on getting money. We need money for this and I keep on telling people, I was in a telecon last night and I brought it up a couple of times that I need money to be able to do these videos to start actually, you know, promulgating this message out to other states and other people. I don't have the time to have long conversations, which I tend to do with people and talking to them about things, because when you have a one-on-one conversation on the phone with somebody, like I was talking to Phil last night, a gentleman that had just discovered this concept and it just made sense to him. And so I wanted to kind of go through this. And as I started talking about this or that, you know, obviously they have questions or they, you know, well, but what about this? And so we kind of go through these, and I'll call them tangents, rat holes, what have you. That is just common conversation. And so it takes a long time to, you know, hold somebody's hand and walk down this path of the full argument, how we got here, the history behind all of this and so forth. Because most people want the details, especially people that are really interested. They want those details. So we have to create these kinds of videos, I'll call them, that tickle people to get them to think, wow, I mean, that is a different idea. That is different than what we've all been thinking here. Because we've all been kind of indoctrinated to think a certain way. That is bucking the system. And so what we need to do is we need to create these videos. And so we need this funding. We need some help on this, not just to be able to travel. It's, you know, not that I don't enjoy meeting these great people, these great citizens, these great patriots in these dark red states. I there's no doubt in my mind. I know there are great patriots in these dark blue states as well. There's millions of them down in California, millions. If those folks in California moved into all of the other states, they would be able to turn almost every other state from blue to red. That's how many people in California are conservative and good patriots. Anyway, we need this money so that, you know, it's not about me just traveling, but we need to start getting these videos, good professional videos done, because right now everything is kind of dependent on, you know, what kind of budget I have, and I don't have deep pockets. I'm in a retirement mode, and, you know, I'm not trying to get a point where we're my family and myself, we're in a hazardous point because I'm spending way too much money on the cause. I've already done that already. I've spent too much money than I should have. I should have actually kind of grown this, you know, and I've realized over the point of, you know, the publishing of the books may have been kind of premature. Doesn't matter. They still are very insightful books that challenge paradigms. And I still say today that they're probably still the most relevant books out there. So, and I could easily be plugging those, but instead I'm going to tell you about Red State Coffee. This is a company that actually makes and sells Gold Star coffee. And if you know what Gold Star means, it's a Gold Star family. It means that there's a family that has lost a loved one in the ultimate sacrifice. Their son, their daughter, was one who lost their lives in serving in the military. It's a Gold Star family. And this company actually makes Gold Star coffee, and the proceeds of that coffee actually goes to feeding a Gold Star family for Thanksgiving or Christmas or what have you. They basically, you know, go and either cater or what have you. And so what this company has done is they've kind of focused on really serving those who are who have truly lost something or invested something or helping those hero families or those families try to heal and so forth. Anyway, long story short, getting to know the owner of this company and them understanding what I was doing, because they also have a money making, and they really wanted to just have this one focus of philanthropy. But when they realized that Republic Review, and they understood me and they got to know me, where they know that I'm not taking a penny of any of these resources or any of the money that comes in from my books or what have you, that I am an ideologue where it's not about the money for me. It's about money for the cause. And so they actually, you know, gave it some thought, and they came back and said, you know what, we want to start sponsoring you. And the proceeds that we make from the Red State Coffee, we want to give to you to the cause, because we believe what you are doing is probably the most important thing, just like helping those who have lost a loved one, a family member, to, you know, in the ultimate cost of serving the military and serving the United States. So it's truly an honor that they've actually selected and are supporting me. So I would just ask you, please give this coffee a try and send it out as a gift, and let me know what you think. If I am wrong, because they've given me the backstory behind the coffee, I have been told by real coffee connoisseurs that this coffee, because this is just relabeled coffee, they've got a family connection, so to speak, this coffee is one of the most premium coffees available on the market. And so I would just ask you, if you really want to enjoy coffee and you really want to support something that's really good, and I've already told you that they also have a Red Star coffee. So if you go on eBay and you look at the company name or what other products they sell, you'll probably find the Gold Star. That's okay. That's a good cause to support as well. I hate putting myself, but it's not about me. But I would like to see, you know, your feedback regarding this coffee, period. So send me an email, just a real quick info@reclaimingtherepublic.com. Hey, the coffee's great. You're right. The coffee is awesome. And if you're going to send me an email, just let me know, because I don't want to give your email address out. And I don't want to just necessarily out somebody or dox somebody. But let me know if hey, you just refer to me as, you know, Glenn from... Glenn from Glendale, California. How about that? See, I was just trying to come up with something on the fly. Anyway, there you go. So just tell me what you want me to say, from who, if you want to state where or what have you, and I'd be happy to, you know, let you do that. We will be getting, and I've been telling you, I'm way too busy. I don't have enough employees because I seem to stretch myself way too thin. But I do want to get a comment line so that you can just call and say, hey, love the coffee. Awesome. Keep it up. What are you doing for Constitution Day, by the way? Are you doing anything? Did what I stated yesterday, did that kind of help you go, you know what, there are something we can do. We can go find a business that wants to, you know, promote the Constitution and, you know, promote themselves as a supporter for the Constitution, as well as, you know, getting people to, you know, get foot traffic or what have you. Dodge is a company that loves to brag on its American heritage. There are other, you know, GM, Chrysler, actually that's part of Dodge, Ford, and so forth. Go to an American automobile dealership and ask them if they would mind doing a constitutional promo. And let us know, hey, we'll give them a free plug. We'll give you a free plug that these are what's going on in Constitution Day. Get out there. Start trying to find something in the community that at least helps raise awareness on the Constitution. That's what it's all about. Thank you for listening, by the way. I haven't said this in a little while. Listening is one of the ways, and letting people know you need to tune into this show, because the dialogue, the commentary, and the information, I believe, is absolutely valuable, because I do not talk about the same things that everybody else talks about. Do you really need to hear the 27th perspective on something? Or do you want to hear about something that nobody's talking about? Do you want to hear about something that actually can be connected to why we need to do something about it and actually reinsert and reinforce the concept of Republic Review and how it will save our skins and why we'll be thankful in doing that? There you go. This is the show. Thank you for listening. Please continue to let people know that this is actually a solution-based show. As we're going into the next break, there is no sign of news that the federal government is disbanding any of its roles, tyrannical roles and responsibilities and powers. And so let me just say this, that if it's not you and I to do this, then there will be no one else. No one else. We have to start working. We have to start contributing. We have to pitch in. We have to be a part of the solution. If we're not, we are, whether we like it or not, a part of the problem. When we come back, we're going to dive into, there's Red Pill Expo June 7th, 8th, and 9th next week. We're going to dive straight into the demographics and education when we come back. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And so let me just dive into the demographics. As I've talked about this before regarding kids, and if you actually go out to that education program, what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually put this out online for you so that you can actually get to it, because most people have a problem, you know, writing down things when they're driving and or they're working and so forth. But the name of the website or the organization that has this data is the National Center for Education Statistics. So this is the government providing you the statistics. And they show how many kids are in the pipeline. If you look at how many kids in demographic age groups, how many there are over the next, because they clump them in 10 years. If you just go on demographic research, they clump kids by 10 years. And they are forecasting that every year we'll have about 4 million kids becoming voters. And that, and this trend started back in like 2012 or before. So we've got this long period of time with all these generations, millennials and X generations and so forth, that have are having kids that are pumping into the voter process. What we've got is kids that are coming out of the indoctrination centers that are foaming at the mouth and have been programmed or weaponized, I think is a better term. They've been weaponized to go and vote away and get rid of their liberties because they believe that's what they've been indoctrinated, that that's the best thing for them, that they can't be trusted, that we need the big nanny state to do everything for us because they truly believe and they've been proven in the indoctrination centers that that's what works best. The demographics are very clear. If we do nothing by 2024, by the death rates that are happening, because that's another one of the dark sides of demographics, how many people are dying off? And those people dying off, a high percentage of them are conservative and typically vote for conservative candidates and conservative issues. The ones that are entering into the voter process are typically those who are extreme, hardcore left and vote for progressive issues. It has been proven in the 2012 election that the kids turned Washington State into a state that was the first state to ever vote for and pass homosexual marriage. It was the only state other than Hawaii. And that was by Soros spending money and sending, I think it was about 600 to 1,000 college kids to go work, you know, college graduate kids to go work college campuses and high schools in getting the kids motivated to go and vote for love. Love is love. And that was the mantra. And that was the marketing scheme and the campaign for the homosexual marriage. Love is love. And that was the byproduct. I am telling you, if you look at the 2018 election and how many states lost some of their seats, and these seats are in are in these dark blue bastion cities, you know, whether that be Indiana or what have you, and even though these are red states, those red states are ticking and sliding towards blue because of the deaths of the old people. And the graduations of these weapons that are coming out, or we can also call them the useful idiots. That is the fact of the demographics out there. And by 2024, I believe that there'll be enough of us dying off and enough of them entering into the voter system that they will have their Bolshevik revolution from the useful idiots that we did nothing to stop. The only hope that we have between now and then is getting Republic Review moving through as many states as possible and getting those states to be very verbose in talking to all the other states so that the state legislatures can at least be, you know, aware and cognizant of the fact that we are going to be facing a point where the federal government is going to try to set aside their constitution, and they have no authority to do that. So that's why this is so important. That's why we don't have a lot of time. And that's why, you know, based on the 2020 election and everything else, GR may just go away. I'm asking and praying for the Lord to support this. And I'm asking you to challenge yourself. Prove me wrong. If you can't prove me wrong, then you better start putting something up. You better start manning up somehow by either putting in some time, making some phone calls, anything you can do. Call us, email us, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. As I work with you, we will probably end up getting phone numbers and be able to call you and so forth, which means you'll have our number too. Get involved. We don't have the time. I'm proving this. Prove me wrong. Prove me that this data doesn't exist. I am here telling you that the education system has been indoctrinating these kids, and these kids are loving it because they are being encouraged to engage in such good feeling behavior, addictive behavior, such as sex, playing video games and doing, you don't have to work. You can get a job becoming a graphic artist for a video game or video game tester. There's so cool jobs out there. As I have told you, these teachers who are encouraging these kids to engaging in this indolent ideology and addictive behavior, they don't love these kids. They don't even care. They just want to make sure that these kids are completely dependent on the state, that when they get out, they know they have to vote for statist ideologies or they'll have to work. They'll have to become responsible like their crummy parents who go to church every Sunday. They don't want that kind of lifestyle. They want an easy lifestyle where they can just have things come to them. And that is a very dark and evil message that is in our school systems, my friends. Not only do they have that type of bombardment from their education system and from society and so forth, under the protection of the federal government, the Agenda 21, the Agenda 2030 issue has been moving legislation over the past decade and a couple of decades, actually, with child support enforcements and those types of things. They have been stepping up and ratcheting up. Hillary wrote in her book the concept of a Department of Babysitting, where the state actually takes ownership of your kids. I'm telling you, this isn't just about health freedom and vaccinations. This is about whose property these children are. And we're starting to uncover, and people are starting to realize, and a very good close friend of mine locally has ran into the fact that he does not have, and him and his wife do not have parental authority over their kids that are sub-teen, 11 and 12. That their kids now have their own advocate for the school and that they're being able to make their own decisions, that they're adult enough. I am telling you that the mandating of independent health and removing parental rights is a very dangerous move that they've been going down. They're making kids believe that they are empowered. What could be more adult-like than thinking that I'm empowered to make my own decisions and so forth? That is a very dark evil, because now the kids say, yeah, you can engage in all the sex you want. You can feel as good as you want to. And you know what? If you get pregnant, there's no big deal. You don't have to go to your parents to get an abortion. We'll just go ahead and take care of it for free. And it's no big deal because it's not a human being. It's just this fetus. It's just this thing. And I love the meme out there. There's a meme in social media that basically says, if you kill an unhatched turtle, a turtle that has not hatched, in other words, if you want to call it a fetal turtle, that's a $100,000 fine and a one-year prison sentence. If you kill an unhatched bald eagle, that's a $250,000 fine, and a bald eagle egg. In other words, it's an unhatched egg. It's a fetal eagle. Words. Anyway, if you kill a fetal eagle, you have to pay $250,000 fine and spend a couple years in jail. And there is no consequence to killing a human, a fetal human. I am telling you that these are very dark things that they are doing, and they are giving these kids a feeling of power. And a huge mistaken idea that they are adults, that they are in adulthood. These kids have no idea what they're doing. And who believes, I'm asking you, do you believe letting children make their own decisions over moral issues, which have serious consequences, should be lightly taken? Should we be allowing society to do those things? You know, I can tell you right now that you can go and talk. Roe v. Wade, Roe, who actually wants to see that decision overturned as she looks at and what she has done and the damage that she has done, the consequences of what that one decision has done to society. She regrets it. And how many other people? We need a huge campaign on all sorts of people living with the regrets of the consequences of their bad mistakes, because that's how kids learn, that's how society learns. But they're masking it, and we'll be right back after these two promos. Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue, to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Before I go forward, there was one thing I was going to mention, and it just came to me. I was having a conversation with a good friend late last night, and I was going to tell the person, I go, you know, I do not mind anybody calling me a backbencher, because there's conservative hosts that, you know, talk about backbenchers and so forth, and I don't mind anybody calling me that, because as a backbencher, I don't try to talk about any of the issues that they talk about. I actually try to talk about the solutions and everything in every direction I go. It's either marketing and trying to prove to you, you know, how much are you going to take? What more do you need to get involved? That's what the show's all about. Literally. If you want to call me a backbencher for that, that's great. Thank you so much. Anyway, let me move forward. If what I just said regarding who believes children making their own decisions is a good idea, we need a campaign, because there's plenty of people that have made all sorts of stupid... I mean, the world is filled with people that made all sorts of mistakes in their early adolescent adulthood. And I'm telling you that these kids really believe that they know everything. That is the status quo, or actually that is, what is the stereotype? That's the stereotype of a young kid, a kid in their early 20s. They think they know everything, or a late teenager. They believe they know everything, and you have nothing to offer them. And it isn't until their 30s when they start waking up. That's why maybe it should be 31 when we actually allow them to start voting. But I believe that when people are allowed to actually die for their, you know, if we have laws like, it, you know, 21 is when we think you're adult enough, then maybe voting should be at 21. But I'm actually thinking we need to start looking, especially the way the education system is, because we have nothing but
addiction problems, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, and sex addiction, and all these addictions coming out of these education systems. And if you've been listening to the show, are homeless and the drug addictions and all of these things, you can blame on the education system. All the school shootings, blame on the education system. It is that simple. It is that simple. So let me try to finish with all of this stuff. I also want to tell you that the UN with the 2030 agenda, and I've kind of talked about this, and we were going off the air, I believe, about the biometric recording of everybody in the world, and they're starting with all kids in school. Why not? They're already a captive audience. They're taking pictures of your kids, and they are mapping your kids' biometric data into a national database. Whether you like it or not, that's the mandate, and all states are on board with this, because the federal government tells them that they can do this until the states realize that it is not an enumerated power. They don't have the authority. And take your kids back. Take your constitution back. Demand. Get involved. What's it going to take? This data is open. It's an open database, and it's open to other government agencies such as Interpol and UN type of agencies. They're mapping your kids. Go watch Minority Report once again, and you can understand the technology. We had this technology a long time ago, and they now have the details and the quality of cameras and imaging that they can put with any type of school at a very low cost to be able to take pictures of your kids and be able to use computer extrapolation of your facial identity. It's that simple. And maybe John the Revelator in the Bible thought that it was on the forehead because he just saw that everything was pointing towards that, the forehead or the frontal face. It is your facial features. It is the biometrics of your face. And the forehead itself is a part of all of that, how it slants and so forth. If you start looking at facial recognition technology and how it works, you will be amazed at how scary this technology is. And these things are all tied again to the Agenda 2030. Kids are being given the Agenda 2030 perspectives without alternatives and opposing perspectives in school. They're embracing Agenda 2030 because it just makes sense that the government, and we should be able to do this. We are a world family. We do need collective salvation. That was one of Obama's campaign's mantras. We all need collective salvation. Our kids are programmed into a myopic perspective unless you begin having open and honest conversations with your kids. Make this summer the year of making your kids again. Let the school system next school year realize that they have lost another useful idiot. Okay, so let's move forward from the myopic issue of education, which has a range and depth that seems far broader than myopic, you know, vision at all. But in the macro view of everything that we're talking about, it is myopic. Look at the breadth and range, the tentacles of our limited government has into our everyday lives, from energy, agriculture, labor, and everything else. I have cited all of these things before and yesterday, and I can dig through, and we all need to do the due diligence and the importance of the message from James Madison. I am here to tell you that, again, in his 1792 Congress debate with Mr. Livingston regarding the New England cod fisheries, using the public purse to subsidize this business, Madison's message, as he purges the concept of violating the Constitution from Congress, resonates this whole idea of using the public purse for the general welfare, because they've been doing it not for the general welfare, but for their own welfare and aggrandizement of the state. And these congressmen, these representatives who are Republican and Democrat, most of them are all a part of the establishment, and they go, well, this is good because it does help us have better control. And if we have better control, then we can save lives. They really believe this crap.
there is more of an argument of replacing every congressperson every 2 years until we purge these concepts, as Madison purged the concept of subsidizing businesses at the expense of the public purse a long time ago. What I am going to do next week is we are going to dive into that debate. Obviously, the system that the framers created was one that was dependent upon honor and integrity of our public servants who were supposed to take an oath. And in that oath, they promised that they would support the Constitution. It was a system that allowed the creation, if you start thinking about this, it was a system that, because it was based on integrity and the honor and integrity of an individual, They knew that men were not angels and we needed to have safeguards, and they didn't put enough safeguards in. So in other words, they gave us a system that over time would allow the creation of a swamp to form and grow. There were no restrictions and guards and consequences to bad behavior. It wasn't until the 14th Amendment, Section 3, and that was quickly buried by many people in government because they didn't want to start banning themselves. So nobody is familiar with Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. It is only natural for a child to get one of its parents, or not both, to give them a cookie. The child here is the federal government and the parents are the states. It is unfortunate that the parents use the child for self-benefits as well, because it becomes a reciprocating thing. How many parents do you see that their kids go into professional sports and then they buy them, homes and all sorts of other things? There are consequences to these types of actions by the parents and the children, all being unprincipled, unscrupled. And they're all actors at all different levels trying to get a golden egg for their own purpose at the expense of the goose, if you understand what I mean. And here are the facts. Over the past two centuries, the system has been perverted so bad that primarily the federal actors, being POTUS, SCOTUS, and Congress, as well as the states and even foreign entities, are all out to serve themselves. My friends, we are on the edge of the cliff with a very evil monster controlling something that they have no authority to control and doing things they have no authority to do. And I'm talking about the federal government claiming that they have the authority to do all of these things per the Constitution. I can prove and have proven, and anybody listening to this show that's listened knows that this is an academic argument that cannot be refuted. We are all adults, and it is time, if we're adult enough, man enough, or woman enough to do the right thing and save us from our destruction. We have no other course, either that or it is slavery. I will say this, as we look at all the strings the government has attached to our lives, these can easily be cut away with Republic Review initiating the audit and getting the states to make those tough decisions and having those tough conversations. We can even isolate some of these strings and sunset some of them, like Social Security, where we can minimize the harm done to those millions who have been deceived. And I'm here to tell you the solution is rather simple, but the question is this: do you want to maintain your liberty and your sovereignty and preserve it for your posterity, or are you okay with becoming a serf and a slave to the new state that is around the corner that embraces all that is evil and will destroy all what we know is good? I am telling you, Christianity is in their scope, and the destruction of Christianity as it was intended, where we all are free to choose to accept Christ or not, will no longer be a part of this new world. People can no longer be free, and gone are the inalienable rights. Your rights will come and go as the state and the sovereigns will decide what is best for you. I am G.R. Mobley. I'm reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless, and we'll be back next week with even better topics. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government.
This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.